Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. For what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Prayers may seem in vain. They don't seem to make a difference. They don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, you better praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be coming up in a little while after some announcements, ladies and gentlemen, but give God some praise right now. Thank you. Amen. Woo! Praise the Lord. Well, we got to give credit to Sister Babby Mason, ladies and gentlemen. Pray on. What a powerful song. Y'all look her up on YouTube. Babby Mason, Pray On. What a powerful, powerful song. We got to give God another praise for that wonderful word from a minister of the gospel there. Thank you so much, Babby. Thank you. Powerful, powerful, powerful. So we thank God for the opportunity to be with you today. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Hey, everybody, you guys been tweeting out all day. I'm sure I've been tweeting out, emailing, faxing out, whatever. The number, 347, I want you to put it out there, guys. Everybody needs prayer. I believe that, and Bishop knows how to pray, ladies and gentlemen. 347-843-4559 is the number. I want you guys to tweet out Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Next Door, which is for your neighborhood area, whatever you got to do. Get that number out there, 347-843-4559, where you can listen live tonight on the network, ladies and gentlemen. One more time, 347-843-4559. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you have special prayer requests, you can go to the chat room as well. The chat room is open on the internet for those who may be online at home. That website is blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. The chat room is open, and I'll make sure Bishop gets your prayer requests, ladies and gentlemen, as well. Also, too, we wanted to mention that we're going to open up the lines later on when Bishop gives us okay to do that. We'll open up the lines and get ready for that. And all you have to do is press star one on your phone, star one that puts you in the queue and lets me know you're ready to come on, okay? So we're excited about that. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with us. One more time, ladies and gentlemen, welcome everybody who is listening around the globe and those listening later on. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Finkel. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, get your Bibles out or get your tablets out, but Bishop wanted me to share a word with you tonight. Coming from Psalms 27, verses 1 through 6. Ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 27, 1 through 6. I'll mention it one more time. Psalms 27, 1 through 6. We're going to get started. Oh, I love it. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, it will not be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, and in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Amen. Last verse, ladies and gentlemen, of Psalms 27, 1 through 6. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies around about me. Therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give the Lord a little round of applause for this word as we open up the mic for Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you, Bishop. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mike, for that word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again for your presence and your anointing that destroy the yoke. We glorify your name and we appreciate you for your goodness, your loving kindness, your tender mercy. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you watch us over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return into your void, but it will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. Forever give you praise, and all glory shall be thine forever. We thank you, Lord, for another day. We thank you for another opportunity to worship you and glorify you and magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, because you alone is worthy of all the praises and all the glory and all the honor. No flesh shall receive any glory, God, but it will go to you. And we thank you, Lord, as you open our eyes of our understanding, enlighten us in your word. And Father, we'll forever give you praise. We glorify your name. And God, we thank you right now that we come against everything that's not like you. We speak word of life. And Lord, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you, the Lord, tonight for our minds are being sound because we can depend on your word. Because if your word declares it, it shall be established. And God, and we thank you right now, and we glorify you for it. We appreciate you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for every soul that is on this line tonight. We thank you for every individual that is on the line tonight. And Lord, we thank you that you've given them confidence according to your word. And 1 John 5:14 and said, and this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, know that he heareth us. And Lord, we thank you, God. We know that you hear us. We give, appreciate you, Lord. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you hear us, we know that you answer our prayers. And we give you praise for it tonight. We thank you for it tonight. We thank you, God, for you watch over America, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that no evil shall come near our dwelling. And Father, we thank you, no plague shall come near us, God. And we thank you right now. We are covered in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you for your goodness. We thank you for the power of the anointing of God, because the anointing destroys every yoke. In the blood of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus against every spirit, every demonic power, every human force. We plead the blood tonight. And God, as you cover the people everywhere, as you cover America, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, as the prayer warriors all over the world, all over America are praying now. We thank you, God, that you have men and women, boys and girls, crying and hollering out, calling up on your name, knowing that you're going to able. And you're going to answer each and every prayer that you already able to do exceedingly abundant above everything that we can ask. Anything, we above it. You can, anything that we can even think of ask, you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all of that. And Father God, because of your comfort, we confidence in your word, because we are confident in what you said. We are confidence in your promise of God, and we forever give you praise, and we glorify your name, and we come against every spirit, or every warlock, every warlock spirit. We come against every demonic force. We come against every spirit of darkness in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare your word. We thank you, God, Lord, that we are not just praying because the virus is out there, but we are praying because we are seeking your faith, and we need you every moment of the day. We need you every hour, and Father, we need you as never before, God, and we thank you, God. You're bringing us back to the place that you want us to be, that we will seek your faith, God. We will seek your faith early, God. We will seek you daily, oh God, God, in the name of Jesus, and we praise you, God, because you said the word, your word said, one can put 1,000 and two could put 10,000 to flight. And we decree tonight, as we already decreed because of your word, we stand firm on your word, and we thank you for the manifestation that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. None. And in the name of Jesus, no weapon, no diseases, no infirmities, no affliction, no fear, no doubt, none of these things shall be able to come upon us and cause us to doubt your word, because we are decreeing your word, we're standing on your word, and we know that you're going to do exceedingly abundant above all the things that we ask. Oh, we know that you're going to do it, God, and we thank you for it. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you continue to fill the airways with your presence, you fill the airways, we pull down the strongholds of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We pull down the spirit of fear. We pull down the spirit of doubt in the name of Jesus. We speak your word, because the word of God said, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So God, we thank you right now. We have the faith, and we believe your word. We decree in your word. We standing on your word. We thank you, God, as you heal those that have been taught by this virus. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you as you heal their body. You bring them the deliverance in the name of Jesus. We make them whole in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for it, and we magnify you, God, and we thank you as you comfort those, oh God, in this hour. Comfort those that without. Comfort those that in need tonight, God. Meet every need. Supply every need, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We give you praise, God, and we glorify you as never before, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We know you're going to do it, God, and we thank you, God. You brought us through many other things, God. You sent us through many other trials, God, and we know in all things are working together for our good. And we rely on you, God, in the name of Jesus. We are not relying on the media. We are not relying on what they're saying. But, God, we are trusting in your word because your word cannot lie. You are not a man that you lie, not the son of man that you have to repent. If you said it, God, you shall bring it to pass, and you will bring it to pass. And, God, we thank you for it tonight, and we glorify you for it tonight. We thank you right now as we continue all over this world to see your face. We thank you for the manifestation, oh, God, that people will know that God is still God, and he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's El Shaddai. He's Jehovah Jireh. He will supply every need, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray. Praise you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. Strengthen your people everywhere. Strengthen the body of Christ. Father God, we thank you for leaders, God. We thank you for lay members, God. We thank you for souls tonight, God. We thank you for that man or woman may not even know you, God, that I'm not even trusting you, God. We thank you, God, that you will show yourself strong in the name of Jesus. And God, we'll forever give you praise for it. We'll glorify you and we'll magnify you. We'll exalt your name above every name, and at the name of Jesus, this too shall pass in the name of Jesus. This too shall pass, God, and I thank you, and I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor, and I soko rasi meko randi asiko roto konosa tabere deko in the name of Jesus. Your blood prevail, your blood prevail. Isan roto konosi abandi asikaraba. God, in the name of Jesus, we declare war on the demonic force. We declare war on Yasiko no Sata, Maketo, Ropo no Bose. We wrath not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness. God, in the name of Jesus, we pull down those strongholds. We cast down those imaginations. And God, in the Mosheko, God, in Yasino Robo, Kondo Sika, the Meshete, Remedia, Kondo Sika, Marisia. God, we thank you, God, as you heal that person tonight. As you deliver that person tonight, as you set them free in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, that you give them a more give them a peace of mind, oh Father God, even in the airways, God, as they drive, as they go about their job, about their home, Lord, give them a peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that there will be no fear, God, blow in the wind, God, we blow, we speak the word in the east, the west, the north, the south. God in the Lord, let your anointing fill the airways. Let your anointing fill the airways. Let your anointing fill the airways. And the blood of Jesus shall prevail forever. And we plead the blood tonight. As the Nomokonisi de Lebesha, we plead the blood tonight. And we decree and declare it is so according to your word. And we thank you, Almighty God, and we ever give you praise. Oh God, all glory shall be thine. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you. It is already done. It is already so. It is already completed. And we thank you, Almighty God. We praise you, Almighty God. Speak to that man, that woman, the boy, the girl, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you're able. God, I'm not too hard for you. It's nothing too hard for you, God. And we thank you, Almighty God. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us a power, love, and a sound mind. You've given us a sound mind. You've given us a sound mind. And, Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our community. We thank you for our government. We thank you for our president. We thank you, oh, God. Pull down every evil force. Every yes or no, send it back to the sender. Send it back to the sender. Send it back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. God, we glorify, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified. And God, we thank you. We thank you, Almighty God. We ever give you praise. All of us, We thank you, God. You're showing yourself strong. We thank you for the manifestation. We thank you for the victory already. We already have the victory. We already have the victory. We already have the victory. God, Alamoshe, no evil shall come to our dwelling. No sickness shall come upon us. Echo Robo Kondesia. Yes, the blood. God, you covered us in your blood. Your spirit is dwelling on the inside of us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God, we have the greater one living on the inside. And Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for every soul. We thank you for every individual. That man that may be homeless tonight, that child may be homeless tonight. Look on them, God. Protect them. Protect them from all evil, God. Protect them, Lord, Moshea. God, Mosheko, provide, Lord, provide. Make ways, Siapo, Roboko. Make ways, Zenipo, Rasia. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. You're bringing the families closer together. You're bringing the communities closer together. You're bringing people closer together. We're bringing loved ones closer together. We thank you, God, for this time. Oh, God, that you're showing yourself strong, God. God, we stumble. We give you glory, God. We give you all the praise. And all the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen around the globe, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines for if you have a special prayer request or I want to speak to Bishop. We want to open up the lines for you. All you have to do is press star one on your phone. I'll put you in queue and I'll give you a chance to bring you in with Bishop tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Anybody request a special prayer, you know, would like to speak, feel free to hit star one. We'll put you in queue and bring you right in. Amen. Bishop, we do have a caller. We're going to mention only your last four digits for prayer, your last four digits, because we are on the World Wide Web. And Bishop, our one caller is 1302. 1302, you're live on the air with Bishop.
Praise the Lord, Bishop, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw and Ella Kevin. This is Evangelist Cunningham. Just want to say thank God for that prayer. Thank God because it just penetrates to the bottom of my soul. I just ask to continue to pray for everybody. You know, it's getting closer to home. My daughter's best friend, uncle passed with it. And I have a best friend whose mother in the hospital and brother. Not sure what the diagnosis is, but they have all the signs. But so just continue to pray and pray for the prisoners, the people that's in jail, because it's beginning to hit the jails. And I know he covered everybody, but those just stood out with me. And I thank God and continue to pray for all my family, all my loved ones, all my friends and everybody. And I just thank God for the prayer line.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to pray. Father, we thank you as you look on that family that's been affected by this virus. God, we ask you to strengthen them and encourage their hearts even now. Now that which you know you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask. And Father, you all knowing there's nothing that you don't know about, no situation that you don't know about, but you know what to do, God, how to do it, God. And Lord, we pray for strength and even in this time and encouragement to let them know that you're still God and you never fail. But God, you're God all by yourself. And God, we thank you that we continue to look to the hills of which come our help, knowing all our help come from you. And Father, even as we pray, as we continue to pray, let your blood prevail over your people everywhere. God, you are the one that is able to protect every individual at all times, in every situation, and every circumstances. And Father, we thank you. We plead the blood, and we speak the word of God, and we speak in faith, believing God that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all things that we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, for those just joining us, prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. At this time, we're going to open up the lines for Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Doc, thank you so much for joining us.
Praise the Lord, Elder Kevin, and Bishop, certainly thank you so much for that powerful prayer and certainly for the request that was made by Evangelist Cunningham. I just want to certainly continue to ask for prayer, certainly for those on the front line in the healthcare system. And I just want to speak a word of encouragement to those that are listening tonight and realize that, praise the Lord, that the Lord is up to something on behalf of his people. The Lord always has his people covered. The Bible has many, many promises in the word of the Lord. And I want us to understand that the scripture right now is being fulfilled in so many, many ways. The Bible tells us that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. I sense that this is a season of wealth transfer. There are many things that are happening in the earth today. Get in position, get in line, stay on your knees as we're doing right now. Praise God, be not weary in well doing, for you shall reap if you just don't faint. Praise God, this is a time for the church. This is the time that God is getting ready to bless his people. The Lord has all things in control, and he knows how to do it. So we might think it's strange regarding these stimulus checks. Don't think it's strange. Don't think it's strange. That's not the only thing that's going to happen. There are a lot of more things that are going to happen. Pay attention to the things that are happening, the low interest rates. Get in line for it. Get in position. Pay attention. Don't get so much caught up in the negativism that's going across the airways and getting caught up in all of that and miss the promises of God. As we know in 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, there was a man there at the gate, and the Bible tells us by this time tomorrow, amen, praise God, the scripture talks about how a measure of wheat is going to be sold for one shekel, however it goes. We know the scripture. Mm-hmm. The reality of the matter is that something was going to happen in the midnight, overnight hour. Something was going to happen quickly. And I'm decreeing and declaring in the word of the Lord that something is going to happen quickly for his people. But notice there was somebody there in the scripture that doubted. And the word of the Lord said, you're going to see it. Oh, my God, but you're not going to be able to take of it. So don't be in a position to see these things happening that God is positioning his people to be blessed, and don't be able to partake of it. God is up to something. He said, I wish above all things that you would prosper, be in health, even as your soul shall prosper. So I speak healing over the families of Evangelist Cunningham. I speak healing over all of our families. I speak the covering and the bubble of the Holy Spirit over our families, that even though the enemy tries to come in, they're healed right now. They're healed right now. We're blessed right now. We have increase right now. We have overflow right now. This is the season and the time for the believer to walk in faith and receive the blessings of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, and that was the voice of his wonderful wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Doc, for that powerful, powerful message for the planet, not just for the United States, but the entire planet. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines right now for another wonderful person, the daughter of Dr. and Bishop Crenshaw, Shekinah Day. Dr. Day, you with us? Amen. God bless you.
Hello. How are you doing?
Bless you. Good. Doing well.
Just wanted to share a few things with everyone this evening regarding how we actually continue to some things that we can actually do to take care of ourselves during this time frame and moving forward. So just ensuring that daily that we're always consuming plenty of water. Water is so very important that we should be consuming several liters a day throughout the entire day. The importance of drinking the water is because it actually helps us flush out our toxins throughout our body. So if we're not drinking that water, we're not drinking those fluids, then of course we're not allowing our bodies to flush out those toxins that we may be exposed to. In addition to that, here's some things that we can actually take that actually can help us in certain areas. Looking at elderberry syrup or elderberries themselves, they're very high in antioxidants. I know around this time you may be going around and hearing a lot of people talk about elderberries or elderberry syrup, but it's a big full with antioxidants. It also has antiviral and antibacterial properties in to order to fight off virus infection, things of that nature. So that's something that if you can actually come in contact with to consume, do that. Of course, if you're taking other medications, please consult with your doctor to ensure that it is safe to take with whatever you're currently taking. In addition to the elderberry, some other things are things such as ginger, echinacea, oregano or oregano oil. All of these things are very good for you. Now, antioxidants, let me just give you a breakdown of what an antioxidant is. An antioxidant is what a substance that pretty much helps protect our cells from free radicals. So free radicals are pretty much unstable electrons within the body. And what they do is they actually target other cells through the body to become balanced. And because of that, they cause damage by stealing electron from another cell, and it continues throughout the body. So the more free radicals in your body, the more you may be exposed to sickness, disease, different ailments, things of that nature. So we combat that by consuming those foods that are highly enriched with antioxidants. So antioxidants pretty much, they neutralize those free radicals that causes that damage. Now, the free radicals in our bodies that we have or that we, you know, that are occurring or may be present may be caused by just the environment that we're in, the chemicals and things of that nature that we may be exposed to. So it's very important that we're consuming foods that can actually help us fight off those free radicals. Things such as like beets, spinach, all of your berries, your strawberries, your blueberries, things that are rich in those deep, dark colors, grapes, things of that nature. Also, another good thing is making sure that we are consuming foods that are alkaline foods. So things that are more acidic is going to be like your meats, your dairy products, your processed foods. All of those food types of foods are acidic. So, you know, disease and sickness, it's hard for disease and viruses and bacteria to live in an alkaline body. So that's why it's so very important that we ensure that what we are consuming is our alkaline foods. We want to consume more alkaline foods than we are acidic foods. So it's very important to keep that in mind every time you're going out, selecting things, cooking things, making sure that you're keeping that in mind to ensure that we are trying to keep our bodies an alkaline environment within our body. And so, again, just to recap, just making sure that you're drinking plenty of water throughout the day, making sure you're staying hydrated, things that you can consume on a daily basis, ginger, echinacea, elderberries, all of those foods that are rich and high in antioxidants. In addition to that, turmeric and clove, they are very good because they are anti-inflammatory and they have anti-inflammatory properties. And we know that sicknesses and diseases are pretty much caused by inflammation within the body. So if we can reduce that inflammation that's caused by what we may be consuming or the environment that we are in, then that can actually help us in the long run. All right. Thank you, Brother Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, that was the voice of Shekinah Day, ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful daughter of Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you. Thank you so much for that powerful and timely information, ladies and gentlemen. We want you guys to take heed to that. You can look all this stuff up online as well. And if you need to get in touch with Shekinah, give me a call at 404-401-0233-404-401-0233. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for everybody that's on the airways tonight. We continue to pray and believe God as we already have and always have. And know that God is doing great things because it's a multitude of people all across the world is praying at this hour as God has required of us to pray. And as God continue, as we have continued to pray, not just only this time, as we continue to pray, as things go on, there are going to be more things that come up on the earth. So we have to be prepared, praise God. We have to prepare ourselves as we prepare our spiritual man so that we'll be able to get out of here, because one day we're going to have to leave this world anyway. This is not our home, just passing through, but we're going to occupy until that time comes. We don't have to go before our time. if we take care of our body and do what the Word of God says. Obey the Word of the Lord, and that will give us long life. That will increase our lifestyle. That will increase as we obey the Word, and if we take the Word in and believe the Word and do what the Word says, as we always continue to do. Know that God is doing something in this season, and is a revival is taking place in the lives of each individual. The revival don't have to be called by one person into a group or location, but as we all in our places now, but we seek in the face of God, knowing that God hears the righteous cry. Continue to be encouraged in spite of all, and continue to be encouraged. Don't let this time or the things that we're going through get you in weary. Be weary in mind. Know that God is working all things for our good, according to the Word of God. So everybody be blessed tonight. Be encouraged. Continue to pray. Continue to read. Saturday, we'll be on the radio, on the airlines or airways Saturday morning at 8. We'll be back on the airline praying again. But we'll be continuing to pray all every day. But we'll be on the radio, on the broadcast on Saturday morning at 8. Sunday night at 8, and Friday, Thursday night at 8. So thank you, Ella Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, that was a voice of wisdom and a man of God. Y'all better put your hands together for Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much, Bishop, for your time and wisdom. Praise God. Thank you so much. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw mentioned, we're going to be praying for you constantly. The Word of God talks about pray without ceasing, and Bishop talked about that as well. We've got to pray without ceasing, ladies and gentlemen, and know that we're going to continue to pray for you. God knows all your details, so we're praying that he just meets your needs according to his will, because he knows all. But we are praying for you and your families and friends, relatives, and co-workers all across the globe, ladies and gentlemen. This is a time to glorify the Lord, so we thank God for you. And this has been Prayer Time. The Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to complete the wonderful time with you. Thank you so much for your precious time today. But Babby Mason loves to pray. She has another wonderful song we're going to start off with and leave that with you as well. So remember to always pray. Jesus loves you. And remember to always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Bishop John Crenshaw, and we approve this message, and we're going to give God one more praise. God bless you. Take care of yourself now. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.